702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Freedom of expression. Questions around Salman Rushdie's stabbing in New York.
Morning, yeah. 34 years in the making it was. We know about the death threats, the famous fatwa against Salman Rushdie dating back to 1988. And then here we are, 34 years later. It appears, although obviously there have got to be investigations on this, it appears that this guy was acting as a lone wolf, had read some stuff online dating back some time about Salman Rushdie, got incensed.
Oh, we're losing you there, Adam. Do we have you on the line? I think the line is... our signal is cutting. Oh, there we go. We've got you back.
Coming and going? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
We lost you. You were saying 1988, the fatwa was issued?
Yeah, I'll stop moving about. Yeah, 1988, the fatwa issued, and it even got upgraded. The reward was put out, and the amount got increased 10 years ago. So this thing hadn't gone away, albeit Salman Rushdie was no longer in hiding in a strange part of North London, obviously moving around in America at a literary event. The condemnation of the attacks has been widespread. I think in particular, the way the authors have come out and said, hang on a moment, the freedom of expression, the freedom of speech means also the freedom to insult. And this is the really interesting, tricky part of it, is that if somebody stands up and says something that you find insulting, you are entitled to it, but do you want to cancel it? And this is...
Just keeps cutting. We keep losing you. I wonder if we should try one more time or we should go to the telephone. But you were saying basically authors saying, look, disagree if you will, but this is going too far.
Exactly. Yes. It's cancel culture that people are worried about. And the idea is that, you know, if somebody says something insulting, as Jerry Sadowitz did in his comic show at the Edinburgh Festival, his second show got cancelled. I'm not a fan of his myself personally. I don't like his humour. His humour is insulting and borders on all sorts of isms. But does he still not have a right to exist? I suppose the venue also has a right to cancel him. That's exactly what we saw over the weekend. It's a grey area about how far you can go with being insulting in this day and age especially.
To be fair, cancelling somebody is one thing. Trying to kill them is another altogether. But you know what's really interesting for me, Adam? I'm part of a book club, and one of the things we were having a conversation about was whether or not any of us had read the Satanic Verses. Quite the opposite of what this crazy man had intended. A lot of people are now going to pick up that book who may have never read it. So I think that for me is what just doesn't make sense here. Talk to me about gang violence on the US-Mexico border.
It's been quite a thing. We've seen gang violence in all sorts of parts of Mexico, but it has built up in particular in this province of Baja California. So an area south of the U.S. border, including Tijuana. You can almost hear the brass music coming out, can't you? And, you know, the joyousness of Tijuana. Well, it's all been completely floored by the appearance of this gang that the government is talking about, the Jalisco New Generation Gang. Jalisco New Generation. It sounds like a Eurovision Song Contest entry from about 1970. Anyway, there they are, a drugs cartel. Absolutely, they set fire to 30 trucks and cars. They were wandering the streets, beating people up. Obviously, they're trying to sell their drugs as well. And Tijuana was virtually no-go area over the weekend. And now thousands of Mexican troops and National Guard have been deployed. It's almost like a civil war in some parts of Mexico, the way the government is having to crack down. But ultimately, how do you stop the gangs doing their worst? That's the problem. And we keep reporting on the drug gang violence in Mexico. It's not going away.
I'm remembering that series on Netflix, Queen of the South. And isn't it funny how life so often imitates art, Adam? We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.